Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, November 21st, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Poland recently announced plans to bar Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov from participating in the December meeting of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or OSCE, in Łódź. Following Russia's illegal aggression against Ukraine, a number of Russian nationals were added to the list of sanctioned individuals, including Minister Lavrov, the Polish chairmanship of the grouping said in a statement. Poland currently has the rotating chairmanship of the OSCE, which is the world's largest security bloc. The Polish government's decision to block Lavrov's participation in the talks provoked a response from the Russian Foreign Ministry, which called it unprecedented and provocative. In the wake of the decision, Russia announced it will be represented by permanent representative to the OSCE, Aleksander Lukashevich. This is the second time that Lavrov has been denied entry to Poland since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Poland also refused to issue visas to members of the Russian OSCE delegation scheduled to attend the Parliamentary Assembly in Warsaw in November. A series of powerful blasts rocked the area around Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant over the weekend, according to reports from the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA. According to IAEA Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi, more than a dozen blasts were heard within a short period of time on Sunday morning in what appeared to be renewed shelling both close to and at the site of Europe's largest nuclear power plant. IAEA experts reported that there had been damage to some buildings, systems, and equipment at the site, but none of them so far are critical for nuclear safety and security. There were no reports of casualties. Grossi has been engaged in intense consultations with Ukraine and Russia over the past few months to establish a nuclear safety and security zone around the plant, thus far without an agreement. After the most recent bout of shelling, Grossi forcefully appealed to whoever is behind this, telling them it must stop immediately. As I have said many times before, you are playing with fire. The 2022 FIFA World Cup got off to a memorable start yesterday, with host Qatar losing to Ecuador 0-2, the first time the host country has lost an opening match in World Cup history. While the stands of Al Bayt Stadium were packed with an estimated 67,000 spectators during the official pre-match opening ceremony, by the 80th minute of the first match, most of the seats were empty. Qatar is the smallest country of the 17 countries which have hosted the World Cup, and the first new host since Italy was invited to host in 1934. The match was preceded by a colorful opening ceremony featuring well-known Hollywood actor Morgan Freeman and performers chanting the slogans of national football teams from around the world, including a rendition of Poland White and Red. Today's matches include England versus Iran at 2 p.m., Senegal versus the Netherlands at 5 p.m., and the USA versus Wales at 8 p.m. Warsaw time. After a combination of snowstorms and cold weather, the first ski lift of the season started up on Sunday in Bukovina-Tarczanska. Skiers and snowboarders used a T-bar 400-meter UFO ski lift to test out the fresh powder on the slopes of Wierzch Olszanski yesterday. According to the owner of the resort, half of the runs on the mountain are now open, with the entire slope expected to open on Tuesday. Thanks to the ongoing frosty weather, artificial snowmaking devices known as snow cannons are working at full speed at other ski resorts in the Tatra Mountains. The operators of Kotelnica Bałaczanska, the largest ski resort in Podhale, have announced that their lifts will start running on December 6th.
The weather.
Today will be cold and cloudy with a chance for snow showers throughout the day and a light breeze coming in from the southeast. Temperatures will stay below freezing with a high of negative 1 degree centigrade or 31 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping slightly to negative 3 degrees centigrade or 27 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar cold, cloudy weather is expected for tomorrow, with a chance for more snow later in the week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.